Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building a Dub Siren-inspired bassline framework in Ableton Live 12 that actually works in a drum and bass track. And I want to be clear about the goal here. We are not just making a siren sound for the sake of it. We are designing a bass system, something that can scream, wobble, answer itself, and still leave space for the kick, the snare, and the sub. That's the difference between a cool sound and a drop that really moves. This kind of approach fits right into Darker Rollers, Dubwise Jungle, Steppy Cuts, Neuro-influenced Pressure, and Half-Step Sections. Why does it work in D&B? Because the bass needs identity and motion without becoming clutter. At fast tempos, a few smart note choices and the right resampling decisions matter more than endless complexity. If the bass is too static, the drop feels flat. If it is too wide or too dense, the drums lose authority. So the mission is balance. Start by thinking about the role of the bass in the arrangement. A strong starting point is an 8-bar drop phrase, with a change every 2 bars. That gives the bass room to breathe without getting repetitive. In Ableton, set up 3 tracks right away, 1 MIDI track for the sub, 1 MIDI track for the siren source, and 1 audio track for resampling or printing. From there, decide what kind of energy you want. If you want a more dubwise, spacious feel, use fewer notes and more gaps. Let the snare and break own the pocket. If you want something darker and more aggressive, tighten the rhythm, repeat notes more often, and use more automation. Both directions work. Just know which one you're building before you start. Now let's build the sub properly. On the sub track, load operator and keep it simple. A clean sine style oscillator is perfect here. Don't overthink the sound design. The sub should carry the root notes and the low movement first. Use longer note lengths, maybe half bar or full bar sustains, and keep the rhythmic pattern restrained. The sub is there to anchor the track, not to show off. Add utility after operator and keep the low end mono. That part is non-negotiable if you want the tune to translate in the club. If the sub is wavering in width, the whole drop loses weight. A good check is to solo the sub, then bring the drums back in and compare. The sub should feel center, solid, and almost felt more than heard. What to listen for here is simple. Does the sub support the groove without rattling the kick? And does the note movement feel musical, not like you're just programming a sine wave exercise? If the answer is yes, you're on the right path. Next, build the siren's source. For this, wave-eatable or operator both work well. You want a bright, harmonically rich starting point that can be shaped into a dub siren tone after resampling. So don't try to finish the sound immediately. Make something that has movement and attitude. A saw-based or square-based tone, a short attack, and a controllable filter sweep will get you most of the way there. A good starting point is a quick attack, maybe 0 to 10 milliseconds, with a decay that sits somewhere between 150 and 600 milliseconds depending on how percussive you want it. Then set up the filter so it can sweep from closed to more open. You want the source to feel expressive enough that when you print it, it already has character. Why this works in D&B is because the siren gives you a vocal, human-like interruption against the machine precision of the drums. That contrast is gold. It gives the bass a personality that isn't just another wobble or another static low-end patch. Now write a simple phrase. Keep it bassline-like, not melodramatic. Think of it as a call and response. Maybe one low root note held for a beat, then a higher answering note. Maybe a small octave jump. The key is leaving a gap so the snare can hit cleanly. In darker D&B, a little timing push or pull can add menace, but don't overdo it. A note nudged slightly late can make the whole thing feel more dubby and lazy in a good way. What to listen for is whether the phrase actually speaks over the drums. Does it feel like it's answering the groove, or is it fighting the snare for space? If the snare starts to lose impact, simplify the bass before you add more notes. Once the phrase is working, shape the siren into something that behaves like a bassline. A solid stock device chain is auto filter, then saturator, then EQ8, then compressor. Use the filter to focus the useful midrange, use saturation to create harmonics that survive in the mix, use EQ to clean up mod or harshness, and use compression only to control peaks, not flatten the groove. A useful starting zone for the filter is somewhere around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz, depending on how vocal you want the tone to be. Saturator drive around 2 to 6 dB is often enough to bring it forward. Then in EQ8, trim any muddy buildup around 200 to 400 Hz if needed, and tame harsh spots around 2.5 to 5 kHz if the tone starts biting too hard. The point here is translation. In D&B, the bass has to survive break-heavy drums, and saturation helps it do that. Now comes the heart of the technique, resampling. Once the source phrase feels good against the drums, print it to audio. Don't stay stuck in sound design mode forever. This is where the idea becomes arrangement material. And this is a big lesson in DNB production. Commitment creates impact. Printed audio gives you personality, gives you movement, and stops you from endlessly tweaking a synth that was already doing the job. If the phrase is already recognizable and it works in the loop, print it. Then trim it tightly, warp only if you need to, and start thinking like an arranger. From there, you can reverse a tail into a fill, slice the phrase into call and response pieces, automate the clip gain or filter, or duplicate the audio for later variation. This is where the bass line starts behaving like part of the track, not just part of the sound design. A good arrangement shape is to use the printed audio over an 8-bar drop. Think of the first 2 bars as the identity statement, then repeat with a small change. Then strip the phrase back so the drums breathe. Then bring in a more aggressive variation or reverse fill at the end. That kind of phrasing makes the bass feel alive. What to listen for now is whether the bass feels looped or phrased. A loop just repeats. A phrase speaks, pauses, answers, and resets. In drum and bass, that difference is massive. One useful coaching tip here. Design at low volume first. If the siren still feels urgent when the monitors are down, the mid-range balance is probably good. If it only sounds exciting when it's loud, you may be relying too much on top-end bite or stereo spread. That usually gets messy once the full drums and effects are in. Another great test is to mute the kick for one pass, then bring it back. If the bass line only works because the kick is masking the flaws, you'll hear it immediately. A convincing dub siren bass should still feel intentional without the kick, but it should become obviously better once the kick returns. As you arrange, keep an eye on the low end. The sub should stay mono. The printed siren layer should not create fake width in the bottom range. If the resampled layer clouds the low end, high pass it around 80 to 150 Hz. If the tune feels loud but loses punch, the issue is often in the 120 to 400 Hz area. That's where a lot of DNB mud lives. This is also why one strong printed phrase can be better than a constantly changing MIDI pattern. In DNB, the best bass lines often feel like controlled chaos. Not random, not overworked, just committed. You want the sound to carry weight, identity, and a bit of danger. Now decide whether you want a dubspace version or a heavier pressure version. The dubspace version stays more filtered, leaves more gaps, and lets the sub carry the emotional weight. The heavier version uses more saturation, stronger mid-range presence, and a more aggressive ending phrase. Try both. Put them against the drums. If the heavier one starts making the snare feel smaller, back off the saturation before you back off the notes. That's a very DNB move, by the way. If the drums lose authority, the tune loses its engine. The bass should support the groove, not flatten it. For the second drop, don't just repeat the first one louder. Use it to evolve the idea. Maybe strip the mid-range siren for 4 bars and let the sub and drums dominate. Then bring back a more distorted printed version, or switch from long calls to short stabs. Even a 4-bar reset before the second drop can make the return feel huge. And here's a simple truth. Contrast is often more powerful than extra notes. A short silence before the bass answer can create more menace than another fill. Let the track breathe. The listener needs the space to anticipate the next hit. If you want a quick upgrade idea for heavier DNB, print 2 versions of the same phrase. One cleaner, one more abused. Use the dirty one only for endings, turnarounds, or the last bar before a transition. Keep the main loop readable. That way the drop stays controlled but still has bite. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't let the siren layer carry the whole low end. Let the sub out properly. Don't overfilter the source until it loses character. A dub siren should feel vocal and tense, not like a thin whistle. Don't use too many notes. A 2-bar call and response is usually enough. And don't leave the resampled audio cluttering the 200 to 400 Hz area, because that's a fast way to make the mix foggy and steal the snare's crack. The biggest takeaway is this: treat the bass line like a written phrase, not a loop. Ask yourself what each part of it is doing. Is it announcing, answering, retreating, or punctuating? If every bar is trying to be the main event, the track gets cramped very fast. So here's your practice move. Build a 4-bar dub siren bass phrase with a separate mono sub. Limit the siren to 3 notes or fewer, print 1 audio take, and make at least 1 edit to it. Then compare a dubspace version with a heavier version. Check it in mono. Check whether the snare still hits hard. Check whether the bass still feels clear when the kick is back in. Then take it 1 step further and build a 16-bar drop sketch. Make 3 usable versions from the same phrase: core, heavier, and stripped. Keep everything based on 1 original idea and let resampling, filtering, saturation, and arrangement do the variation work. If you get that right, you'll have something much more powerful than a sound effect. You'll have a bass system that can drive a DNB drop with identity, pressure, and real arrangement movement. Now go build it, print it, and trust the phrase.